Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures. It's time for your new business journey. And I want to ask the panel, when you look back, what was the one decision or moment that most changed the trajectory of your business? And what did it cost you to make this decision? So, Todd, welcome to the show. What was the one decision that you made that changed the trajectory of your business?
I wouldn't say there's one. I'd say almost every day you're constantly making decisions. I think people think there's like a certain point where the world perceives you as successful and it's like, oh, you're just on easy street. But like as an entrepreneur, every day you have to make the difficult decisions. If you're the boss, everybody brings all the problems that they can't solve or don't want to solve to you. So every day you're making new decisions. And anybody who tells you with 100% certainty that they're certain of anything, they're making it up, because part of being an entrepreneur, everyone has to believe that you're 100% certain and this is what we're doing. I heard a great quote. I'm not a huge fan of Arnold Schwarzenegger, but he said if you have a plan B, you don't really have a plan A. He's like, you need to have plan A, 1, 2, 3, 4. So you need to know where you're going and just keep going. So in my organizations, people need to know this is how we're going, but I'm not a planner. And when I decide we're doing something, this is what we're doing. We figure it out as we go.
That's great.
Yeah.
Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. I couldn't agree more. It's every day, right? And entrepreneurs, at the end of the day, we like are masters of jumping off the cliff and building the airplane before we land or crash, I suppose. For me, I think we were in alternatives within the retirement vehicles for 3 or 4 years. And the challenge came across the desk, should we try out Bitcoin? And this was 2016. So Bitcoin, nobody in this room probably knew what it was. I barely knew what it was. The price of Bitcoin was less than $100, and it was crazy. And we made a decision, my board and I, to say, you know, let's just make a hard pivot, because it was a new territory that wasn't saturated with overcost and advertising and other things. And what it cost us, the domain was $400, BitcoinIRA.com. And I remember that was the most I ever paid for a domain in my career.
So you got off cheap.
Yeah, got off way cheap. And then there was legacy parts of the business. So usually one of the things I learned over the years is the business will always grow. Not everybody will keep up with the growth of the business. And we lost some staff that didn't believe in the pivot. Hindsight, 2020 for them. But obviously that's part of the process. Not everybody's going to buy into your dream. And you have to accept that as an entrepreneur.
So when you're an entrepreneur, you're facing this decision about whether to get into a new market or adopt a new technology like Bitcoin. I mean, what advice would you give to them in making that kind of decision?
Close your eyes and jump, and you won't regret it. I mean, you're going to make bad decisions. I'm sure Todd can even speak of with some of the deals. You have so many deals. There has to have been deals that you lost money on or that you regret getting into. And so you have to have a kind of like golfers will say, you have to have a goldfish brain. You're already moving past whatever just happened seconds ago or days ago to get to the next challenge and take it on.
In commercial real estate, there's a saying, you know, 40 years ago, they used to call it a Bloomberg lease. It was 3 pages long. Now most leases are 70, 80, 90 pages. They say a lease is a sum total of your bad experiences. So every time sticks it to you, you're like, ooh, add that paragraph.
That's where those reps and warrants come from, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Absolutely. Jessica, what was the one decision that you made that changed the trajectory of your business?
Thanks so much, Richard. Thank you, Elizabeth. And it's really great to be here with you, Todd, and with you, Chris. Oh my goodness, narrowing it down to one decision when I agree there are so many in being a leader. And what comes to mind for me is that I began incubating Ignite Reading within the national nonprofit that I was running and very quickly recognized that it needed to spin out and be a for-profit standalone company in order for us to build out the tech infrastructure and scale to meet the needs of our nation's literacy crisis. So I found incredible impact investors who believed in our mission. And then, as Chris said, I took the leap, which was terrifying, especially because I'm a single parent and I left the comfort and stability of the role that I was in to follow my passion and do something to help kids.
So what were you feeling when you made that decision? You said you were terrified. Tell us more.
Oh, I was scared out of my mind. I was like, oh my gosh, what if this doesn't work? What if I have just walked away from stability and a higher paying job in order to pursue my passion? And I just had to trust my gut and my heart.
Elizabeth.
When we started Gear Media Studios and we started the accounting piece, which it's like, oh man, you know, there's so many pieces to this. We had Gear Media Broadcast Productions already for this radio show and everything. And so we just decided to roll the studio into that and have our accountant do all the work for us that she was already doing plus this. So I didn't have to start with a brand new accountant and brand new set of QuickBooks and all that. So I think maybe further down the road, we might split it out as Gear Media Studios. But for right now, it just took a huge burden off.
Yeah, and great. Leveraging resources that you've got. And what prompted that decision?
I just was overwhelmed. And you know what? It's not my favorite thing to do, quite honestly.
For me, this week, we're going to talk about hiring our first assistant. When the law firm started, I was literally working out of the attic of our house. And we had the attic remodeled and we had an office set up. And so I could have an assistant. And this was about 6 months in. And as an entrepreneur, you get used to doing everything yourself all the time. And for me, it was just amazing to have somebody to help out. But I felt really uncomfortable hiring somebody because I wasn't sure if I could afford to pay them. And I wasn't sure if we were going to have enough revenue to cover the cost. But it turned out to be a good decision. For